Welcome, everyone, to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we're going to focus on a great new book. The book is called North Carolina Day Trips by Theme by Marla Hardy Milling. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for inviting me to talk to you about this new book.
You're an author and actually a native in Western North Carolina, I believe.
I am a native. I'm a seventh generation Buncombe County resident, so my roots go very deep here in the mountains. I consider myself a true mountain girl. I'm not so much a fan of the coast, but this book did take me to the coast, and there are beautiful places all across the state. I was formerly a news producer at WLOS, and then I spent some time as director of communications at Mars Hill College before launching into full-time freelance writing, which I've been doing for quite a while now. Magazine articles and book writing occupy my time.
I read something in the literature about you in the book that you had written some 850 plus articles over the years. You're certainly not new to this in any way, are you?
No, I'm not. And I've actually kind of lost count on the number of that. I've been a longtime contributing editor for Blue Ridge Country and also write for a wide variety of other local and national publications. So it's been a thrilling ride as a freelancer to be able to write, especially when I write about this state and, in particular, Western North Carolina. I really enjoy getting out and getting to explore and meet the people here.
Well, let's get into this book, North Carolina Day Trips by Theme. We first of all know that North Carolina is such a beautiful state. How did you break this book down when you started to put it together?
Well, this is a series book from Adventure Publications. They have other states that they do day trips by theme. So I had the general structure that I would be breaking it into different things. And then they gave me free rein to say, you're in your state, tell us what are the important themes there. Obviously, outdoor adventures are a big part of that. But they were a little curious when I said I wanted to have a weird and wacky chapter. They kind of drew back a little bit. And I said, trust me, there are a lot of very strange or unique or curious places across the state that I think people would like to know about. And that's turned out to be one of my favorite chapters, finding a musical parking deck or a house that's covered with coffee mugs, different trails like the Urban Trail in Asheville where you can see all the unique statues. So I just sort of went through the state and made categories as I went to divide everything up into themes.
You've really got my interest in this wild and wacky section, and it's a little something different, so that's going to be fun. As far as those themes, I know that, as you had already mentioned, outdoor adventures, and boy, Western North Carolina has so many of them. You also looked at festivals, theme parks, and certainly so many beautiful historic lighthouses.
North Carolina is so unique that you can go from the mountains to the coast in a day trip, and there's beauty from Murphy to Manio. The state has just so much beauty and culture, history, fascinating people that you can't go wrong. You can open up a chapter of the book and just pinpoint anything. You pretty much can't go wrong no matter where you travel to in this state.
Right now on WNCW with our Friday Feature Interview of the Week, we're speaking with author Marla Harding Milling and her book, North Carolina Day Trips by Theme. Marla, I want to now ask you to take us to two different places within your book. Maybe talk about one of the spots that you focused on in Western North Carolina, which many of us might be familiar with already. Then, if you would take us kind of out east, something that stood out to you.
Okay. Obviously, the Biltmore House should be on everybody's day trip list. I actually devoted a full chapter to Biltmore. There's so much to do there. Even if you don't even go and explore the house, you can explore the grounds, the barns, the winery. So that is one thing that I wanted to make sure people had a lot of information about. Grandfather Mountain is another absolute favorite of mine. I love the place. I love the history up there. I love the Mile High Swinging Bridge and the bears and the other animal habitats. So that's one I would point out if a visitor was coming to town. So what should we do out of this book? I would definitely send them to Grandfather Mountain. One of my favorite ones, though, was a little bit outside of Western North Carolina, was Mount Airy, where Andy Griffith grew up and where the Andy Griffith Show is modeled after. So this town is very much like Mayberry. I rode in a Barney squad car. I ate at the Snappy Lunch. which a little bit of trivia there, the Snappy Lunch on Main Street in Mount Area is the only business that Andy named by name in the show. He talked about other things, different streets and all, but this was the only business up there, and it's still running. They have a famous pork chop sandwich, and when you go to Mount Airy, you feel like you are in Mayberry. On the coast, of course, the Battleship North Carolina is a great thing to see. I personally love Wilmington. I love going on the ghost walk down there. I love exploring Airlie Gardens. It's beautiful, going to Wrightsville Beach. But all across the state, there are so many museums and gardens, waterfalls, outdoor adventures, kids' museums. There's something for everybody, all ages across the state.
We certainly have so much here in North Carolina, and it's great that your book breaks this down. What is maybe a final comment that would make somebody interested in your book you'd like to share?
Well, one final comment is I really love festivals in North Carolina. So I have detailed some of the more, you can find a festival just about every weekend year-round somewhere in North Carolina. But I tried to focus on those that are a little bit more interesting, like the Cheerwine Festival or the White Squirrel Festival, and definitely the upcoming WNC Bigfoot Festival. It's the second year for this festival, and it's held in Marion. It takes place on Saturday, September 14th, and I'll be there signing copies of this book. I absolutely love this festival. Another point I'd like to throw out is that I'll be at Malaprops on August 18th, also signing copies. So I hope that, you know, people will be interested. It's just the right size to throw into the car. I've got URLs of all these places, the web addresses, the phone numbers, a lot of times the hours. So it's real easy to pick it up on a weekend or during the week and say, you know, where should we go today? And you've got all the information right at your fingertips to plan out your day trip. So I hope that people will find it really handy and find that it opens the door to, as you said, exploring some new places that they haven't seen before.
Marla, we hope the folks will get out and meet you in person, get an autographed copy of the book. But otherwise, if they'd like to check into this book, how could they go online and do so?
It is online on Amazon.com. Of course, I like to promote the local businesses, you know, in Asheville. That would be at Malaprop. It is at other independent stores across the region and also at Barnes & Noble.
It's called North Carolina Day Trips by Theme. It's all broken down, and as Marla mentioned a moment ago, the book, while it's packed with information, is an easy-to-carry book. Marla Harding Milling, thank you for spending some time with us and continued success with this book.
Thank you so much.
The Friday feature from WNCW is also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.